The official watchdog agency of the federal government has discovered some interesting purchases on federal credit card statements. iPods, lingerie, $13,000 steak dinners. These are among the items charged to the government credit cards. The Government Accountability Office, or GAO, audited a 15-month period during 2005 and 2006 and found nearly $2 million worth of what it calls improper purchases. This news comes at a time when overall government spending is up, and tomorrow the Treasury Department releases new numbers affected by that spending, among other things. The size of the federal deficit, expectations are it will be bigger than last year. To crunch the numbers, we turn to David Wessel. He's economics editor of the Wall Street Journal and a regular guest on our program. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, how big is the federal deficit, more or less, at this moment?
Well, the Congressional Budget Office estimates that the Treasury report for the first half of the fiscal year, which ends in March, will show that the government spent $310 billion more than it took in the first 6 months of the last fiscal year. That's $51 billion bigger than the previous year's deficit. Spending is up, particularly on defense and interest. And this deficit is getting bigger even before Americans start cashing the stimulus checks that the government's about to start mailing out.
What about the money coming in, the tax revenues that the government will be receiving?
Growth in revenues is taking a hit because the weakening economy has that effect. So profits are down. Companies are actually paying less, substantially less in taxes this year. And the growth in the revenue from individual workers, their wages, is slowing as unemployment goes up and wages stagnate as we slide into recession.
Any time you hear that the deficit has increased, and to most people it really never sounds good, but put it in perspective so we can all know if we, in fact, should be worried.
Well, we should not be worried now. Compared to the size of the economy, the deficit is manageable. The government seems to be able to borrow money. In fact, the economic doctors have told us that we need to have a wider deficit at times when the economy is slowing and on the verge of recession. And the Congress and the president have actually deliberately increased the deficit as a result. The problem really is the future. Now, it's hard to worry about tomorrow when there's so much worry about today. But, you know, the problem is that the future is getting a little closer. This year, the oldest baby boomers turned 62, and that makes them eligible for Social Security. A few more years, they'll start to get Medicare. Already, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, the government health programs, account for 46% of all federal spending, and it's growing very rapidly, particularly the health care.
But David, you know, we don't seem to be hearing much about the deficit from the candidates on the campaign trail. Why is that?
I think that the two reasons. One is, nobody's much worried about the future. They're worried about the present and perhaps the recent past. And secondly, the candidates don't want to talk about something that is basically very painful. The candidates' advisors are all telling them you have to talk about how you're going to be fiscally responsible, but avoid specifics, because if you start talking specifics, you're liable to be backed into a corner and rule something out that if you win the election, you may want to do, like raising the Social Security retirement age or changing the tax code in some way that's unpopular.
So what do you think would prompt politicians to get in there and talk about this?
I think only if there was a problem in the economy that there was a widespread perception was caused by the government borrowing too much money, a rise in interest rates or a crash in the markets that people said reflected fiscal irresponsibility. Then I think the candidates might be forced to sort of get real and talk about how they would solve a problem that all of them acknowledge is a problem that the next president is going to have to deal with.
David, thank you.
A pleasure.
David Wessel is economics editor for The Wall Street Journal.